Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at issues that affect you and your community.
Welcome to another episode of Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. I'm your host, Shafalika Botnagar, and today I have the special privilege of being live in studio with Kay Ehaus, CEO of Groundwork Jacksonville. Kay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing really well. I'm so excited to talk to you more about Groundwork Jacksonville and everything that they're doing for the Emerald Trail. But first, I want to start with you. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you got started here in Groundwork Jacksonville.
Okay, it is kind of an interesting story because I made my undergrad in social welfare and I joined Volunteers in Service to America, which is really now the AmeriCorps. And they sent me to Jacksonville, Florida. Mm-hmm. So I came from Pennsylvania. And it's working with low-income folks in Vista, trying to build up those communities. And I worked with a low-income senior citizens group and public housing tenant associations. And then I got into, because I wanted to save the world, you know, I'm a typical Aquarius.
Right. And, typical Aquarius. I'm a Capricorn. I'm with you on that.
And then I realized I couldn't really save the world. And so I went into human resources in the banking world. I thought, I can save a company, maybe not a world. And so I did human resources for quite a while and then left to go to grad school. So I have a master's in communication from Florida. And during that time is when I started getting more involved in the community. And so Jacksonville Community Council, Inc., which you're not going to know about because it was before your time, but it was an incredible nonprofit organization that brought people together to come up with solutions to problems in the city. Mm-hmm. And it was an incredible learning experience for me to learn about Jacksonville and also to learn about consensus building and how you get to solutions and that you really have to trust the process.
Right.
And then a former city council person called me up and said, "Kay, I want to run for another office. Will you come work for me?" And I'm like, "Isn't that a secretary? I just got a master's degree." But it was the best move I ever made because really? You get to know so many people when you're working with city council, and you also get to learn how the city works and who all the players are. So that was just a great background for me. And then I joined him at the property appraiser's office as chief administrative officer. And during that time, I joined the board of Riverside Avondale Preservation. And chaired that board for 3 years. And so I worked with the city from a community leadership perspective, as well as from the city inside. And so a new property appraiser was elected. He let me go, which didn't make me happy. However, for like 3 years, I was saying, how can I get paid for my passion?
Right. Which he set you free.
Which was urban core revitalization, right? Mm. And so it was the kick in the butt I needed. And this job was open at that time.
I see. And it's perfect because that's exactly what Groundwork Jacksonville does. Urban restoration.
Exactly.
Ecological development.
Yep. And so I feel like I've come full circle.
Oh, I love that.
I know. It's my passion job.
This is why I love bringing guests like you on the show. Jack's Journal is all about providing education to the community about really cool things going on in our city, in our Northeast Florida region, and especially people who are passionate. You guys are my favorite to talk to because I love what I do. You love what you do. What? Buckle in. And buckle up, guys. This is going to be a great episode of Jack's Journal. So let's move on to Groundwork Jacksonville. Tell our listeners a little bit about what it is that you do and what Groundwork Jacksonville stands for.
Okay. So in the 1990s, the Environmental Protection Agency and the National Park Service formed Groundwork USA specifically to focus on cleaning up contaminated land in urban areas and creating green spaces and parks in urban areas. Because their goal was not only cleaning up contamination, but getting urban youth and urban folks more involved in parks and green spaces and creating better neighborhoods, right?
Better neighborhoods, better quality of life.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so you have to apply to be a Groundwork Trust. So then Mayor Alvin Brown's administration reached out to the Springfield and Eastside neighborhoods to put together an application to apply to bring a trust here. So the city can't be the applicant. It has to be the community.
We
became a 501c3 independent nonprofit in October of 2014. We're one of 21 trusts throughout the country, the first one in the Southeast, the only one in Florida to this day.
Wow. Okay.
And our mission really is to clean up contaminated land and waterways and create great green spaces that everyone can enjoy and lifts up communities.
Gotcha. And Groundwork Jacksonville does partner with the City of Jacksonville to support the U.S. National Park Service and U.S. Environmental Protection Agencies. And so far, Groundwork has really hit the ground running. No pun intended. All the pun intended, maybe. But so far, since 2014, you guys have taken on this huge project, the Emerald Trail. And the Emerald Trail will be a 30-mile trail with linear park systems that include 14 historic neighborhoods downtown Jacksonville. And it's linking everything from 16 schools, 2 colleges, 3 hospitals. And it's going to build 21 parks. It's going to connect 21 parks. Got it. We do have recently this year, at the beginning of January, you guys have received millions of dollars in grants money from all over the place. I want to hear about that and some of the stuff you will be building with that money to create really cool, dynamic urban green spaces in downtown Jacksonville.
Yeah. So in 2018, when I got here, I'm like, you have to have a plan. You can't accomplish anything without a plan.
Right.
So we raised private dollars and hired the PATH Foundation out of Atlanta, who is another nonprofit that was doing trail design and construction for like 20 years. So they had a lot of experience. So we hired them as our consultant, pulled together a steering committee of residents, you know, from 5 different urban neighborhoods, city folks, urban planners, businesses, and developed the Emerald Trail Master Plan, which was, you know, the start of everything. And so the city for decades had a vision of a linear park system encircling downtown, but we blew that up because, again, we're connecting 14 neighborhoods. We're going as far north as Brentwood, as far west as Lackawanna, you know, the whole east side across to San Marco. So, it's a major, major connector for what has historically been considered, you know, what was the original Jacksonville.
Right. The historic
urban area. Exactly, historic. And so part of that is not only building trail, but restoring 2 urban creeks, McCoy's Creek and Hogan's Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were brought here to help the city clean up its land and waterways, and we are doing exactly what we were brought here to do, which makes us feel really proud. But the way we go about that is to work with neighborhoods as our planning and design partners, because it's their neighborhood.
Right. It is.
They need to feel it like it belongs to them,
mm-hmm.
and they and want to help us take care of it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point to make, because sometimes when we look at places like downtown Jacksonville, which was the heart and core of Jacksonville historically, there's so many people that have roots in those neighborhoods, and oftentimes as time goes on, urban centers, urban cores, you know, the city grows, it sprawls out, people move to the suburbs, et cetera. But the center, the heart of the town, starts to decay and rot and gets neglected. But the people who still live there, who still have their roots and their history tied to them through their family lineage, like, they are concerned at times when it comes to rehabilitizing the environment that they live in. They don't want to get price pointed out of their own neighborhoods.
Right.
They don't want to get disenfranchised from being able to live where their grandparents grew up.
Right.
And they deserve that opportunity to remain exactly where they're at and have these updates made so that we can preserve downtown Jacksonville, not just our forests and waterways. You know?
So basically, the Emerald Trail is it's major infrastructure project in areas that haven't had infrastructure investment in decades, if you about that.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a transformative project, because not only is it going to be functional that you can get around for 30 miles without a car, but beauty matters as much as function.
Right.
And so we're using native plants and trees. It's got to be comfortable. It gets hot here, mm-hmm. right? On our first trail, so I want to say this, that 40% of the Emerald Trail after 3 years is either in design or under construction.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And nice. The reason for that is that you have a private partner who's solely focused on it. Because the city of Jacksonville has to serve a whole county. Mm-hmm. They're understaffed. They've got a gazillion things to do. We can focus on it, which is why this partnership works.
I see.
The city has been a great partner.
I bet.
Seriously, an incredible partner.
I bet. Tell me a little bit about the funding you guys have gotten recently in the millions and millions of dollars from the government or from whoever.
It was the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. So McCoy's Creek was our first design project, and that is now under construction. It's being constructed in three phases. So there's one, the headwaters phase, we're doing totally on our own.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's a $10 million construction project. The city agreed to kick in 25% if we raise the other 75%. So we believe that will be under construction by the fall of this year. Mm-hmm. And the headwaters, so the headwaters is in a 30-acre Hollybrook Park. Mm-hmm. And the neighborhood used to have all these great amenities, tennis courts, basketball courts. Every one was removed for a retention pond that then did not solve the flooding problem.
Oh, that is
right.
That's
so this is an equity project.
Mm-hmm.
And so the city wasn't going to take on the headwaters. And we're like, no, we have to do it, which is so we were committed to do it and raise the money. And that's where we're going to bring recreation back to that neighborhood as well.
I see.
So it's creek restoration construction. Then we'll come in and do the recreation and the trail, because it's also 1 mile of the trail that connects to two other trails. So mm-hmm. we had to do it.
Right.
But again,
and it'll help reduce flooding impacts in downtown Jacksonville.
It not only will tremendously reduce flooding, and that's because part of it is buried underground as it heads toward the river and we're daylighting it. So that's hugely solves flooding. But it's going to increase habitat for fish and wildlife.
Nice.
And it's going to add recreation, and it's going to improve water quality. So it's a multi-benefit project. So we're doing the same thing on Hogan's Creek. We raised private dollars and got a matching grant from the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation to do the conceptual design, which we finished last year. And then we applied for almost $6 million to take the design to 100%, and we got that grant.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And it's the great way to start the new year.
Yeah. No, you know? Absolutely. It was a great Christmas present, yeah. New Year present. Yeah.
$6 million for parks.
Yeah,
yay.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. So what are some of the points of pride that you've been able to establish so far working with Groundwork Jacksonville? What progress have you guys been able to make and that the community can go out and enjoy right now?
So the first trail segment is connecting Brooklyn and La Villa. So going past the convention center, that's under construction right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to be finished by the end of March. I don't know if they're quite going to hit the end of March, but it's going to be the first half of this year. And then we're going to have a big party. A
nice.
Big ribbon cutting. But that segment connects to an existing trail that's called the S-Line Rail Trail that the city did in the early 2000s.
I see.
And so connecting to that and making a longer trail right away mm-hmm. is a really good thing to do. It's also going by Lift Every Voice and Sing Park, which is under construction right now, which is mm-hmm. Honoring the Johnson brothers.
Mm-hmm.
JWB and Corner Lot are building townhomes right next to it that mm-hmm. will be for sale. So it's major things are happening in La Villa, and we're part of that, which is really exciting.
La Villa is one of those neighborhoods that I was thinking about that is so important to Jacksonville's history. It's so important to many different people that have grown up here in the South. It's historically set the bar for, the Harlem Renaissance, the music started down here in Jacksonville and La Villa. There's so much history.
There is, but the city wiped out a lot of it in the 1990s.
They did.
Urban renewal, you know, quote unquote. And a lot of land has been sitting vacant for 20 years.
Right.
So.
Right. And Groundwork Jacksonville is coming back to not do another one of those 1990s versions of urban renewals. Groundwork Jacksonville is coming back to restore the livelihood to these neighborhoods by providing safe in green spaces that give a quality of life back into these neighborhoods that deserve it, that kind of resuscitates the heart and history of downtown Jacksonville.
If it works like it should, Our vision is that long-term residents get to stay and prosper. And there's a lot of vacant residential land and vacant commercial buildings throughout the urban core that can bring in the economic diversity to stabilize a neighborhood without kicking folks out.
Right.
But to not kick folks out, everyone has to be on the same page, rowing in the same direction, and be intentional about it, which is why we're working to pull partners together. So in the North Riverside neighborhood, which encompasses Mixon Town and Lackawanna, which is the western part of McCoy's Creek, to the east is Brooklyn. Brooklyn was a historic African-American neighborhood that's now 98% white.
See?
That is not what we want to happen in all the other neighborhoods, right? We want to prevent displacement as much as possible. So we're partnering with LISC Jacksonville. They've brought in family wealth creation products into North Riverside. We've started a home repair program so people can stay in their homes. And United Way is now a partner. And our goal is to work with partners and neighborhoods to develop an affordable housing and economic development strategy for each of those neighborhoods that was created by neighborhoods.
Right.
And then everyone agrees this is what we're going to do and we get it implemented.
See, I am looking forward to see how that plays out. And I'm excited that Groundwork Jacksonville understands that urban restoration can exclude people of color and people that have historically been through enough. And it is taking on the opposite approach to be able to work with the community and get everybody on the same page. To that note, I want to discuss what Green Team Youth Corps is all about and what Groundwork Jacksonville is doing to help teenagers from 13 to 18 get involved in the stewardship of their own community.
So Green Team was actually our first program. All of the Groundwork Trusts are required to actually have a Green Team because it's... So you have to either live, work, or go to church, live, go to school, or go to church within the urban core area.
Mm-hmm.
And then you apply to be a green teamer. And it's really about creating the next generation of environmental stewards and leaders.
I see.
And so they are doing, it's really set, it's based around STEM or STEAM, now that the arts are involved in that. But they get hands-on, too. So they adopted a quarter mile of the S line that they call the biodiversity corridor. So they planted an herb garden, a pollinator garden. They did a living shoreline around an existing city retention pond. So they are getting hands-on experience as well as education. A Green Team has a lot of partners in terms of bringing folks in to educate and teach. And we have a community fellowship that's through the school year that meets once a week. Mm-hmm. And then we have an intense 9-week summer program.
I see that. And how can people register for that intense summer program if they're interested?
It should be on our website right now.
All right. And that website is groundworkjacks.org.
Groundworkjacksonville.org.
Groundworkjacksonville.org. And I think that let's move on to some of the things that we can discuss about the community engagement, as well as the home repair program you also have over in North Riverside near Mixon Town and Lackawanna.
Yep. So here's how we engage community. Residents are on our creek task forces. So they have to be at the decision-making table.
Good.
That's how we go about our work.
Good.
Right? That they are involved in the decisions.
Yeah.
So they're on our creek task forces. We'll pull, we have a CREST program. It's so the North Riverside neighborhood said they wanted to be better community leaders and mentors. So we developed an environmental stewardship leadership training program for youth and adults. Mm-hmm. And it's classroom and then field trips, creek cleanup. So they're getting to learn about creek restoration and how you know, why and what you do to maintain it. And they're also doing things. So in North Riverside, it's really important that the community leads.
Right.
We'll be there to facilitate, but that they're really the leaders. And so we work with them to develop a 10-year neighborhood vision. And then work with them to create a plan on how you implement that vision. And housing, well, here are the four priorities. Housing, history, and culture.
Good. Okay.
Economic opportunity and environmental stewardship.
Right.
That was from them. And so we've really focused on housing because, again, anti-displacement measures are really important. And so with the North Riverside Community Development Corporation that is over there, LISC Jacksonville, they determined the eligibility for a home repair program that the folks in the neighborhood did. We are their fiscal sponsor. So they're not at a place yet where they can, they don't have paid staff. You know, so we help them, we help raise money, and then we pay the bills, basically.
Gotcha.
So, but they've contracted with a case manager and a construction manager, right? Mm-hmm. They work for them, even though they might get paid by us. And we just got a grant from Groundwork USA that will let us do 23 cool roofs, gutters, gutters, downspouts, and rain gardens,
right?
So for climate resilience, LISC is kicking in, excuse me, money to do internal home repairs for those 23 homes. And then we just got a matching grant from United Way that's going to let us do a total of 46 homes.
So that's amazing. 46 homes, that's an entire neighborhood. That's a really
It's not an entire neighborhood.
Well, I mean, 46 homes,
it's a good chunk. It's a good start for sure.
And those homes, the people living there, will definitely, their quality of life will improve, as well as the neighborhood aesthetics, the neighborhood safety, the neighborhood functionality will improve as well.
Yeah.
And people, that restoring that pride in where you live and where you come from is so critical for anybody, no matter what street you live on in this town. I think that that's a beautiful thing. I saw that just this week, you're right, the $600,000 from United Way of Northeast Florida, and it's part of the $1 million investment as well into the increase the home ownership. And
yeah, so the total is $1.2 million.
There you go. Well, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No. No, it's not. We're pretty excited.
I also really admire that Groundwork Jacksonville partners with the Florida Nursery Growers Landscape Association, University of North Florida, and the Career Sources of Northeast Florida to kind of help create more stewards of environmental, of nature, of being able to give people that relationship back to where their food comes from, or working with biodiversity and teaching children, like, these are our native plants. You know, I learned from another nonprofit, Eat Your Yard Jacks, that persimmons are native to this area in Florida. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know?
So when we go, when we do presentations about the project, the first question is, okay, how are you going to maintain it? Because, you know, the city doesn't do maintenance well, right? And so that was really important for us to figure out. And so our answer is we're creating the Emerald Trail Stewards. That we're actually starting the training program February 20th.
21st. And it goes till July 21st of this year.
It's a six-month training program. And the idea is to hire, train, and certify folks that live in the urban core to work for us in partnership. We'll be in partnership with the city to help maintain the trail. And they're going to be certified in horticulture and high-level landscape maintenance.
Wow.
So we see ourselves taking care of the green stuff. You know, because that's what's going to make, that's the beauty part of the trail, right? That's like really, really important. And the city will maintain the hardscape. That's what we're thinking. We still have to get a written agreement. But I love the idea that we're providing jobs again. And to your point, that residents keep getting more and more tied to the Emerald Trail Project and feel like it's theirs and
it
they want to help store it. It is theirs.
Yeah,
it absolutely is theirs.
I love that this program is currently accepting applications right now. The training for this six-month program will not only provide Emerald Trail with more stewards, but it'll give people quality jobs that can't be shipped overseas, that get them out in the beautiful Florida weather, that teach them about the wonderful, you know, they'll look around their neighborhoods and they'll see these native trees and plants and bushes and flowers and know exactly how to tend to take care of them. And it just educates the community. And it's something you don't need a, you know, huge college degree for. You could just start now.
Yeah.
And it's going to provide a build that relationship with your own community, a sense of self, a sense of place, and a sense of dignity in where you live.
Absolutely.
That is an priceless
yeah.
feeling to have. And I hope that people sign up for that. How can they reach those applications, how can they register for that?
That, again, is on our website, groundworkjacksonville.org. Yeah. Again, 6-month training program. They'll get certified. We're thinking we're going to hire 3 folks out of that group. We're going to train 12 and then get others placed elsewhere. But the other thing we're doing is that we got a large grant from the state to do watershed plans for both McCoy's and Hogan's Creek watersheds, because the watershed isn't just the creek. It's the drainage area of all the stuff that drains into the creek. And we pulled together what we call a watershed stakeholder group. Again, every single neighborhood within those watersheds are represented.
At the table.
And working with us.
Good.
Because they need to tell us that they know their neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Where are the problems? What solutions do you want in your neighborhood? We're not going to say this is what you have to do. We need to make sure it's going to work and that it's located properly. Mm-hmm. But then we are going to certify the Emerald Trail Stores in green infrastructure construction. So
yes.
They can actually construct those solutions when we're ready to do that.
I just want to say thank you very much for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. I'm your host, Shefalika Botnagar. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.